At the weekend, President Cyril Ramaphosa facing pressure from international leaders to deal decisively with corruption. Correspondents from the US, the UK, the Netherlands, Germany and also Switzerland warn that Ramaphosa's investment drive could fail if he does not deal with the perpetrators of state capture, corruption and other crimes as well. Now, in response, the International Relations Department saying that the respective government clusters are addressing all concerns raised by investors, but they were angry. They were absolutely angry when it came down to these countries not approaching the International Relations Department, which they say they should, but rather going straight to Cyril Ramaphosa. This has caused a bit of a problem. On the line is Peter Fabricius. He's a foreign affairs journalist. He's been working with the Daily Maverick. Good afternoon, Peter. Welcome to the show.
That was great. Yeah, fun.
Your reaction to that, I mean, five nations coming forward and sort of pointing fingers at Cyril Ramaphosa and saying to him, listen, this is not good enough, you have to take action. And then a fight back by the International Relations Department.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, diplomacy is conducted according to very sort of precise rules and so on. So it is possible that viewed from that perspective that they might have, you know, done something wrong. And I know that there are expert diplomats out there who regarded it as a bit of a clumsy way of going about it. But, you know, one also has to put it in the context, because that piece of paper, that document, was really just a kind of a rough discussion paper for their engagement with some of Ramaphosa's investment envoys, you know. In particular, Jaco Mare, you know, who's one of the so-called investment lions with Trevor Manuel and others. And so they say they drafted it last June already, and they had a discussion with Jaco Mare in December on the basis of it. And so it wasn't really, strictly speaking, a kind of a, you know, like a signed letter, you know, a letterhead to the president to say this is what you've got to do if you want investment. It was like discussion points, you know. And so it's maybe a bit of an overreaction from the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation. Maybe they should have done it slightly differently. But, you know, if the investors are going to be asked to give, you know, frank and constructive advice on what needs to be done to improve investment, then I guess the government should expect them to be, you know, frank and constructive when they respond.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing about it was that corruption wasn't a major focus at all of the either the paper or the discussion. It was more to do with policy certainty and regulatory certainty and, you know, like bureaucracy, you know, making sure that all business people who come to this country with a good intent to pursue business get visas on time. Protection of investment. Obviously, the whole land reform thing has kind of slightly rattled foreign investors about what's going to happen to their investments. They want security of their investment and so on, which are all quite legitimate concerns, actually.
Do you think, though, perhaps the presidency may see this differently to international relations? Because President Cyril Ramaphosa has been very vocal about what he wants to do to promote investment, and they're sort of telling him that.
Yeah, well, you know, the initial reaction from a spokesperson, Casella Dico, was also a little bit sniffy, as one diplomat put it to me, about saying, well, they should also have directed this letter, well, this document through the appropriate channel. But I think there may have been a bit of misunderstanding about what this letter constituted or what this document constituted. As I said, it wasn't like, you know, we, the ambassadors of so-and-so and so-and-so, Britain and US, etc., would like to draw your attention to the following. In fact, if you look at it, it's just like a list of stuff that they think is important. And then they, as I said, they used it as a talking point for their discussion with Jaco Mare and others. They apparently it was discussed with several government officials. And it suddenly popped up, you know, yesterday, which quite surprised them. Not quite sure why. It may be that there was a feeling of some frustration on their side that these concerns that they raised were not being addressed, so they wanted to put them out there in the public domain. It may be that somebody else had some other sort of agenda, but it was a bit, ostensibly a bit of a surprise to some of them, at least.
Yeah, but I suppose behind the scenes now, I mean, diplomacy goes to work. You'll see a whole lot of people speaking to each other. Ambassadors have been called today, and they'll smooth things off.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's already effectively happened. If you see that Durka issued a statement to say there was this demarche, a demarche is a kind of a protest in a way. And so they had a demarche, and the ambassadors or their representatives, if they went around, had this meeting with the Director General of International Relations, and they were told that this is not the right way of going about things, and they formally agreed that this is not the right way of going around things. But everything, I think, has probably been cleared up now. It might be a bit of a bad odor that hangs in the air, but I think they'll move on.
Yeah. Foreign Affairs journalist Peter Fabricius, thank you so much for coming on to 702 this afternoon.